I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Midlife Mavericks. So glad to have you here. If you are new to this podcast, we talk about everything for midlife women, how to get past your self-doubt, your fear, and live a kick-ass life. We have guests on who have done amazing things in midlife and also experts who can help us in every aspect from sex to health to finance to well-being. You name it, we can do it. And if you like what you hear, please, please, please leave a review, share this so that we can get this to more women in midlife, because we need to just create this army of amazing, powerful women who can lift each other up. So we are coming up on the holidays. I truly can't believe it's the holidays already. I feel like it was just this summer and I was on my cruise to Alaska, but here we are again. And I know I'm not the only one who feels a lot of stress around the holidays. Like, I love Thanksgiving because you just eat, you cook, which is one of my favorite things, but just the expectations around Christmas, especially to do things that my mom used to like to do the way she did and make her happy and make my kids happy and make everybody happy. And I'm just exhausted by it. And so I think that it's so important we talk about how we can deal with the stress in the holidays and the grief in the holidays. My best friend, who many of you know this, passed away the day before Thanksgiving 3 years ago. And so it's always something that comes up for me and came up for me this week. And I was so fortunate to meet my amazing guest, Kathleen Booker. She is the Jedi of Calm. And she recently spoke at my conference, my bereavement conference for First Candle. And as all of you know, my worlds collide and overlap and meld together. And so when I met Kathleen, I went, oh man, she needs to talk to my ladies of midlife mavericks. So Kathleen, welcome.
Thank you so much. I am truly honored to have the opportunity to be with you and to share with your audience. Thank you.
My pleasure. So just by way of introduction, Kathleen is passionate about conscious connected breathwork therapy and knows firsthand the energy, healing, peace, and joy it creates in one's life. As a certified breathwork coach, she has worked with many masters in the field of conscious connected breathwork therapy. For over 10 years, Kathleen has used her breath coaching and intuitive skills to support individuals in clearly identify areas in need of growth, healing, and focused goal creation. Kathleen's instinctive sense of what will motivate and empower her clients is the impetus for their transformation. So please explain to me, I've never heard about this. What is conscious connected breathwork?
Conscious connected breathwork is a term coined by one of my teachers, Leonard Orr, deemed the father of rebirthing. He called it rebirthing, then he went on and called it conscious connected breathwork. And it is being consciously aware of how you breathe. And to take it deeper, there is a surrender to your breath. For me, breath is life. Breath is spirit. Spirit is breath. So that surrendering for me is releasing my false belief that I'm in control. We never are. And allowing spirit, source, whatever works for you, name works for you, to just allow you to get into and remember that you can never get out of the flow you were created in and created by. Breath work now, because you know, our culture is one that they must know how every single thing works. And that's good for the science heads in the audience. And there are some things that you just can't disseminate. You really can't, because it's just that powerful. However, the breath science is now showing it releases cortisol from the body, that fight or flight, that adrenaline. If we stay in it constantly, it creates all types of dis-ease in the body, high blood pressure, palpitations, insomnia, everything from A to Z prime. It also is an opportunity for us to create new neural pathways in our brain, so that I can get off of the hamster wheel habitual thought pattern of, let's say, procrastination. Or someone is able to release the habitual thought patterns that of unworthiness, not enoughness, need to be in control, not good enough, things like that. And it just goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, breath is life. It's truly the alpha and omega. So literally and figuratively.
This is fascinating. So talk a little bit more about, because for me, procrastination is something I work with my clients on a lot. And also that feeling of not enoughness, because I think, in my opinion, the procrastination starts because it's a way of avoiding taking that next step forward because you don't feel good enough about yourself. So you're right. It's that hamster wheel. How does breath work take that away?
And the fear of the unknown, which is also part and parcel of not good enough and procrastination. You know, one of the things that I love about the breath, I'm answering your question, is that it's so subtle and it's healing. So, I should have the words, right? Should, that's judgment. It just flows within us and just, I'm going to use this word, takes control of our need to control. And all of a sudden, we are back to our true essence, our true self, which is whole, which is courageous, which is inspired, which is motivated, which is fearless. I put that in quotes. The breath really brings us back, our inhale and our exhale, brings us back to that place within us that never leaves us. No matter how much we try to gain control, no matter how much our physical eyes see total upheaval in front of them, no matter what, within us is courage, is clarity, is peace, is forward motion. And the breath guides us so that we access that point within us. Now, don't get me wrong. There are moments where we're going to have to access that point and remember that point several times within a negative nanosecond. However, as A Course in Miracles says, if you touch it once, that's like 10,000 years of studying. Repetition, right? Repetition builds excellence. I'll talk about myself real quick. I participated in the half Ironman. I went from being able to swim 50 yards to swimming a mile, right? So with repetition, with the going back to that place within ourselves, we go, okay, wait a minute. All right, I can send out that letter right now. Oh, all right, I've thought to sit down and write down my ideas for a book. I'm going to do it right now. It releases that resistance, and it does it so seamlessly and so lovingly, because dear goodness gracious, no one's was a bigger procrastinator than me. Have I released it totally? Absolutely not. Do I move forward with things, ideas, actions, quicker than I did before? 1,000 billion, quadrillion percent. And there comes in with the breath. I know this may sound a little woo, but I'll bring in a little science in a moment. There comes in with the breath, a breath work practice, this little nudging that is love-filled, compassionate, and it lifts you. And it allows you to move forward in spite of the hamster wheel thoughts that have been going on and on for all of our lives, or because of what's going on in the news. And again, coming back to the science, that's because a breathwork practice creates new neural pathways in your brain. So it's almost like a light is shining within us that says, you know, normally we would go this way, and this way might be to go get a honey bun and sit down and eat it while you're watching your favorite TV program. And the breath work opens up with the new neural pathway, a light that shines on a different road that says, you know, this doesn't look like a bad way to go. Let's go. Let's try it. And once you say yes, once you say even as simple as I'm willing, it opens up a vista of energy. What you're doing also is the amygdala gland in the back of the head is now talking to the prefrontal cortex, and that fight or flight, that voice, that, oh my God, what are we doing? Oh, no, Joe. That voice begins to get very quiet as the amygdala gland just shrinks.
So literally it's blocking that flight or fight mechanism when you breathe to allow you to see other options.
I'm going to be very honest. I don't like the word block because it could be a trigger for a myriad of reasons. I'm going to say it allows you to remember the truth of who you are. Hold, bold, creative, courageous, clear, focused, energetic, calm, peaceful, F-U-L-L. I'm not going to say block because that could just trigger a whole bunch of other stuff. Or activate is a new word.
So is it a certain way of breathing, or literally just breathing through your fear, through your procrastination?
I am hopeful that we will be able to do a little bit of breath work. For me, there are now a myriad of ways to breathe. It just doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be painful, because I know the breath to be loving, compassionate, and supportive. So what I would tell someone if they are in a moment where they have the insight, and first of all, hooray you, to have that moment of, oh, you know, I do this all the time. Maybe I ought to try it another way. That's like a bazillion trillion light years of training right there to allow yourself to heal that. So well done you. That really is monumental. And to follow that thought, that feeling, I would offer to someone in that moment to just become aware of their breath. I would say we all do breathe, yes. And to be with a facilitator that knows what they're doing, you've got to be careful of who you work with. A breathwork practice really does open up your beingness. I just have to get a little woo-woo there. Your wholeness, your body, your mind, your soul, your emotions, to a different way to be, do, have. I'll give you a really quick example. Someone reached out to me a little while ago, and they were sharing something with me, and we did some breath work, and they were really stuck, really blocked, unable, unwilling to see another side of the coin. And well, I mean, we could just toss a whole bunch of stuff in there. But trying to be right, unworthiness, just a whole bunch of things. And we did some sessions together, and this individual wrote me back and expressed to me how powerful the breath was for them to see within themselves where they were just demanding to be right, and where they realized, I'm hesitating because I keep the integrity of all the people I work with, and where they were blocking their own good. You know, with the breath, not only does it allow us to attract people into our lives and things and places into our lives, however, it also says to us, no, this is no bueno for your highest and greatest good. Ixnay on this person, or no, don't go there, or no, you don't need to go climb Mount Everest right now. You need to sit down and just take a breath. Or the ability to say a complete sentence, which is no to someone, mm-hmm. where before we would say yes. So having a breathwork practice really, it really is helpful to have someone to guide you, because we have our little blockades, right? And we'll bump up against it and not invite ourselves, allow ourselves to go past that. And that's where the meat is. Mm-hmm. That really is where the meat is. And to invite someone breathfully to go past where they normally would go past, or to hold their hand breath by breath as a memory comes forward. Let me give you myself as an example. I was sexually abused by my father as an infant and a toddler. And I remember I was certified and practicing in breathwork at this point when I was doing breathwork with myself, and a memory came forward of that. And you know, your body remembers. And my body froze, and I was like, oh, holy, what? Everything. Mm-hmm. And I says, okay, wait a minute, Kathleen. Stay with your breath, because I knew my only way through was to continue. Otherwise, there would be a piece of me, a part of me stuck in the past that wouldn't be allowed to grow forward. And things come up in a breathwork session that your soul is ready to heal, release, manifest, create. So that's a perfect example of releasing habitual thought patterns and habits, and also trauma. And all of us have it. All of us have trauma stuck in the body.
Well, it's interesting because, as you know, and many of my listeners know, my first son died of sudden infant death syndrome. And I remember when I got to the hospital and found him there and learned that he had died, I started to hyperventilate. Like, I literally couldn't breathe. And for many years afterwards, on his angelversary, the day he died, I would relive that time. And again, not be able to breathe. So I completely understand about staying with that breath and staying in that moment to heal.
Yeah. However, I'm going to just interject, if I may, Allison. Yes, you are hyperventilating. However, you are still breathing. Mm. If you had stopped breathing, we wouldn't be. And mm-hmm. no disrespect at all. Your breath was still loving you mm-hmm. forward at that moment in that time. That's how your breath came forward. Mm-hmm. However, it was still there with you. And my heart aches for your beloved and for you.
Thank you. I think what I was trying to say is you're right. I forgot my breath was there.
And it was there for you.
Yeah. I had to reconnect to it.
And Not even. And that's always my point. Your breath loves you so much. It shows up no matter where you are or how you are. And that's the second part of what feedback I got from my client the other day. She said, oh, I wish I had the direct quote. She said that even while she was in it, she was able to see through and above with the breath, and the breath was still there. For myself, on my current grieving journey, my mother transitioned, and I had a moment where I thought I was having a heart attack, but it was a panic attack. And I said, take a deep breath, Kathleen. You teach this stuff. It was nowhere around, absolutely nowhere around. However, my breath was still present. And I surrendered to that. And surrender for some may be a bit of an activating, triggering word. I just let myself be with what was in that moment. And the breath just, it just loved me through and brought me through.
I love that. I absolutely love what you just said. That's so powerful.
Life is gonna live. Can I curse?
Mm-hmm. Of course you can.
Shit is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Shit is gonna pop off. There are gonna be things in life where you're gonna say, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. And it just is. That's just the way things flow. Mm-hmm. And your breath is there with you until your last breath.
So powerful. So powerful. So I'd love you to walk our listeners, and again, it's our listeners, but I'd love you to walk our listeners through an example of breath work.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the holidays are coming up, and it isn't just the holidays. It could be anything, for cripe's sake. I mean, at this point in time, the world is absolutely upside down, amok, crazy. Mm-hmm. The headlines are just enough to make you snuggle up to a bag of Cheetos and just keep eating with a handful of French fries on the left and a big cheeseburger on the right. And our breath is still there. So as long as you're not driving or operating machinery, and if you're willing, close your eyes. If you feel more comfortable looking at the tip of your nose, look at the tip of your nose. Uncross your arms, uncross your ankles. And just feel how your body begins to settle, because the truth of our physical bodies is that it does not want to feel tight and constricted and bound all the time. It does not. Are there times when we have to go into full force and lift that car or run away from that lion? Absolutely. However, this is not that moment. So with your eyes closed, feeling your shoulder joints just softly begin to release any tightness or tension. And if you feel it, great. If you don't feel it, that's great too. Allowing your shoulder blades to slide down your back of their own accord. And the breath that we're going to do is conscious, connected breath work. That's connecting your inhale to your exhale and your exhale to your inhale, breathing through your nose, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And we don't have to give a big woo-ha-ha, hoisted shoulders, an exaggerated inhalation or exaggerated exhalation. No, it doesn't have to be hard. Allow your inhale to flow into your exhale. Your exhale to flow into your inhale. your inhale to flow into your exhale. Your exhale to flow into your inhale. And you may notice that your lower belly has softened a bit. And just feel your toes lengthen in their shoes, in your shoes, or if you're barefoot, just feel your toes relaxed. And just give a sigh through the mouth. And when you complete that exhalation, go back to breathing through your nose. And just notice the release of tightness from your scalp. It's amazing how much tension we can hold in our scalp. And just feel that release, softening your shoulders. Your inhale flows into your exhale. Your exhale flows into your inhale. Beautiful. Now just put your focus briefly, lightly, right on the center of your chest, your sternum, in between your ribs, your heart space. Just notice it and just let it go. Go back to your breath. As you inhale, feel love. As your inhalation, as you exhale, feel love. As your exhalation, Course in Miracles, which is a wonderful book, says, love created me just like itself. As you inhale and exhale, breathe that in. Breathe it as your breath. Feel it in your heart. Expand it into the nucleus of every cell of your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Breathe it in. Taste it. Feel it. Love created me like itself. Open your mouth gently, take a breath in. Exhale, saying, ah. When you complete that exhalation, go back to breathing through your nose. And let your inhalations get deeper, just reveling in, I am love. I am love. I am loving. I am love. I am loved. I am loving. Open your mouth, take a breath in. Just let it go. And when your physical eyes see chaos or upset, take a breath and come right back to this place. And remember, I am love. I am loved. I am loving. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and gently, with compassion for yourself, open your eyelids. So one of the things I want to say is, it may not seem like you did a lot, but you did. So if you have water nearby, have a sip of water and drink water the rest of the day. We detox or night. We detox over 70% of the toxins in our body through our breath and through our skin. So you want to drink a lot of water.
Kathleen, that was absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad we did this because I meditate, but this is completely different. And it's just, It feels so great. It feels so great.
Well, I'm a wee bit of a snob. I always say that because meditation is wonderful. For me personally and professionally, breath work is just another level of it. Mm-hmm. It's just another level of life vivaciousness.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So as we're wrapping up, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at I am Kathleen Booker. Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Booker, B-O-O-K-E-R. I'm on Facebook, Kathleen Booker.
And we'll have all of this in the show notes too. And just as the Jedi of Calm, I always ask this at the end, what is one piece of advice you would give to midlife women?
You are so much right now. So much. And what I mean by that is, what can't we do? There's absolutely nothing we can't do, be or have. Think of Louise Hay, who past 50 created not one, not two, but three multi-million dollar businesses. For you, it may be that new Honey Bunny. For you, it may be traveling the world. For you, it may be just not to worry about minutiae and the ease and grace of being able to discern what is the minutiae. Go for
it. I love it. Kathleen Booker, so great to have you on this show. I would love to have you again because this is something we can always come back to. And for everybody, have a great rest of the week.